More than 10% of students in Maine public schools have chronic health conditions like asthma, type 1 diabetes, and seizure disorders. Some local school officials say they believe the numbers of students with serious health needs is growing, and that can be a particularly difficult problem in small rural school districts, which may not have a full-time school nurse. Robbie Feinberg has more.
Hey, bud.
In the middle of her kitchen in Farmington, a woman we'll call Betsy pulls out a blood sugar monitor, a syringe, and a vial of insulin for her 6-year-old son, Bryce. Betsy asks that we not use her last name due to privacy concerns. Bryce cringes when he sees the needle, but over the past few months, he's become well acquainted with it.
So I'll give him insulin now, and then the school will give him insulin in 3 hours. Every 3 hours. Ready? Plus snacks.
It's a routine that Bryce goes through several times a day after being diagnosed with type 1 diabetes last October. The disease requires constant maintenance, blood checks and injections, from early in the morning until late at night. Betsy says the diagnosis changed everything for Bryce and the whole family. Both Betsy and her husband work in the medical field, and she says it was hard at first just to send Bryce to school.
Because we know that insulin can save his life and it can also end his life if given too much or too little. So therefore, the first few weeks that he returned back to school, my husband and I took time out of our own positions and went in and assisted the school nurse and the teachers, did some education and training as far as injections, recognizing highs and low blood glucoses.
The family situation was complicated by the fact that the local Mallet Elementary School doesn't have a full-time school nurse. The nurse is out at other schools 1.5 days per week. Betsy says she considered coming in herself to take care of Bryce.
Or hire a private nurse, which we don't have the means to take care of. It left me for 5 weeks wondering if I was going to have to leave my own position.
RSU 9 Superintendent Tina Maserv sees the nursing limitations in the context of a larger issue facing schools, particularly in rural Maine, the growing number of students with serious health conditions. A recent report from the Maine Department of Education finds that more than 10% of students across the state have so-called chronic conditions, such as diabetes, seizure disorders, or life-threatening allergies.
And we want to be able to provide for them. And then we also want to make sure that when they're unexpected and there's high cost, that there's some resources available for schools to be able to cover that.
But in some cases, those resources just aren't there. Kelly Stroud, a professor of nursing at the University of Maine, says that in general, according to her research, more affluent school districts in Maine tend to provide more nurses per child than do poor districts like those in Washington County.
What we see is that those schools are strapped more for resources and they don't get the health resources that the affluent schools have that are doing well.
The state's education funding formula provides one nurse for every 800 students in larger districts and one for every 720 students in smaller ones. Those are numbers that many local officials say are inadequate and far too broad and don't take into account the precise needs of students within each school. Janice Hogan, a school nurse at Camden Hills Regional High School, says adequate nursing can improve everything from nutrition to student attendance. But that's often not so when a nurse is stretched thin.
Prior to working here, I had 5 schools. I had 850 students. So I had 5 administrators, 5 sets of parents, 5 sets of staff, and I had to train everybody on different issues in every single school. So it was really just putting out fires.
And even when there is enough money to pay for nursing staff, smaller districts can have a hard time finding people to fill the positions. Jill Adams is the executive director of MADSEC, the organization that represents Maine's special education administrators. She says the toughest positions to fill are often special education teachers, speech therapists, and nurses.
And I'm sure that many of the places up north, over west, even in the southern part of the state, they have difficulty sometimes finding those services.
To solve the problem, schools have limited options. Occasionally, a student can be sent to another school with more medical resources, though that can lead to transportation issues. Administrators say that for some services, such as speech therapy, schools have used video to connect with providers in other states. Eric Herlin, an attorney who specializes in special education law, says a common strategy for schools is to consult with doctors to determine which services truly require a nurse, and then designate trained staffers for other needs.
And to get the doctor to think hard about what the particular functions actually are that have to be done for this medically fragile child.
Back in Farmington, the district has found a temporary solution for Betsy and her son Bryce. It's brought in a substitute nurse to Bryce's school on certain days, which Betsy says has brought some relief to the family during the school day.
Whether she needs to go get him on the playground or give him a snack before gym class so he can participate in as much normal activities as possible.
But the solution isn't permanent, and Betsy says she expects that as her son grows up, she'll need to keep working to ensure that he gets the care he needs. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.